This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian,
Daryl, and Johnny Ray.
We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've been telling you about some of the shenanigans that Daryl and I experienced today. We also heard from a caller from New York who experienced some pretty ridiculous things at his voting precincts, specifically them telling him that he had to vote for a presidential candidate in order to have any of his other votes counted. That was pretty outrageous. What did you experience? 855-450-FREE. Besides the really large turnout today, and people were in a mostly good mood, the weather was decent but freezing cold here in New Hampshire. You and I, Daryl, were out all day long at polling places across the area and doing outreach because we're both running political campaigns here in town. And we came across a situation which involved people's rights being violated wholesale. As people were walking into the voting precinct holding our flyers, they were having them snatched from their hands and or were told to throw them away because having them in the polling precinct was illegal. Now, most people believe what they're told. Most people believe, oh, this is a bureaucrat. This is an election worker. They must know what they're talking about. I must be in violation of this law. I don't want to get arrested. I'll throw this away. So they went ahead and did that. But thankfully, a couple of them had the foresight, or the afterthought, rather, to tell us what had happened. So we went in with a video camera more than once during the same eight-hour period and discovered that they, even though we had basically taught them that this is not the way it's supposed to go.
Because and we had the attorney general back you up on being right.
That's right. And so we have the law on our side. We have the attorney general on our side. They the election lady, the moderator, she's called, supposedly was telling these volunteers how to do things. She supposedly said she was going to change how she was telling them to do things. But obviously she didn't, because it happened again. We went in there and caught them red-handed twice on video. It happened. And then after that, after excoriating them a second time about, hey, you can't do this, you shouldn't be doing this, this is illegal what you're doing, stopping people from coming in here, we go back out, and then a few minutes later, another lady went in to test this. We had we were talking to some of the other folks that were holding signs out in front of the election.
Oh, and it was
place.
So funny. She said, give me one. I want to see what they tell me.
Yes.
You're not seriously going to tell me they did it a third time, are you?
They told her it was illegal to have it in
Yes.
there.
That's crazy. Two is too many. And three, that's one more than too many. And then after they told her it was illegal, a friend of ours showed up, and I said, take this with you. I know you're going to vote for me, but just take this with you, and when you come back out, let me know what happens. Well, wound up, she went to the wrong voting precinct, so she came out much quicker than expected.
Just like a woman.
And,
God,
Johnny Ray, you are horrible. And I asked her, I said, what happened? She said, well, this isn't the right precinct. I'm supposed to go vote down at the rec center. And I'm like, yeah, but what happened with the flyer? She said, oh, they told me I had to put it in my pocket, that I couldn't have it in my hand visible.
That's the magical possession distribution.
So they're just telling lies and misinforming and intimidating and attempting to scare people. And basically, this was also, there's one other aspect, a couple of the aspects of this. There was another lady who was handing out flyers for herself who we did not...
On plain white pieces of paper.
Right. And so she was not having her people assaulted by these bureaucrats at the door. Now, maybe it's because their pieces of paper were smaller than ours were,
and
or
white,
less noticeable, but it certainly seems like we were being targeted because yes. we're the liberty activists, and they know who we are, and they know they don't want us to win any elections. So they're pulling out all the stops to try to prevent us from winning. I mean, these are the same people that have actually tried to prevent me from even getting on the ballot in the first place through various different shenanigans in the past. So we come across the assistant city clerk, who is a really nice guy, and I've got really good rapport with him. And so I let him know about what was going on, and he was just, you know, shocked. Couldn't believe this was happening. You know, this shouldn't. He agreed with us, obviously, and he said this is not how he's been training people. I said, well, somebody has been telling these volunteers to do this.
Yeah.
Somebody between you and the volunteer has been instructing them as to how to handle people that walk in the door with a yellow flyer in their hands.
I suspect that when the other people, the non-Ian people and the non-Daryl people, when they went in, they were probably treated a little more politely and didn't have the things. They didn't just approach them and snatch them out of their hand.
Yeah. I suspect you're right about that. But unfortunately, we didn't test that, and we probably should have. We should have sent someone in with just like a white sheet of paper and see if they did something else like that. But either way, what we caught them doing was absolutely egregious and outrageous. And then just to ice the cake, this selectman comes out later on. Now, this is the guy that had been threatening people outside of the polling. So there were people that were walking inside, and they were having their papers taken from them and threatened.
And apparently had told you that he was sent there to give you a hard time?
Right. Actually, after the attorney general called me and told me that I was right, I saw the guy again, and I made eye contact with him, and he said, you know, he looked at me like, you know, what? What's up? And this is this old guy, you know, probably 77 or something like that. And I said, I'm paraphrasing. I didn't get this on video, but I basically told the guy, hey, look, I talked to the attorney general, and they confirmed that you're telling lies to people, so I'd appreciate it if you would leave the voters alone. Thank you very much. So later, he comes out when you're here, Daryl, and what did he say?
He said, would you please move over to the sidewalk because you're blocking people from coming in. And this is an area,
it's probably 15 feet wide.
You could drive two cars
yes.
through this area, side by side. And you said something, and then I said, are you asking?
I said, I'm doing fine. I said, I'm doing fine.
Or are you telling? I'm asking. Well, if you're asking, then no, I will not move because I'm not blocking anybody.
No one has complained. I haven't gotten in anybody's way. People are easily able to walk around us. But bureaucrats like this.
And then he mumbled under his breath, a-holes.
Really?
Yes.
I did not hear that part.
I heard that, and the city clerk said, just leave him alone.
He said that to his selectmen.
To the selectmen.
I see.
Just leave him alone.
Yeah. Good. Well, so this guy is, you know, he's one of these bureaucrats that gets off on having as much power as he can have. I mean, he's the selectman. He's not a cop. He's not, you know, some high-level ranking bureaucrat.
How does one become a selectman?
I think it's an elected position, but I'm not clear on that. But bureaucrats have a tendency to want to flex their authority and, you know, make you do something.
Respect my authority.
This is a common tactic. You'll see the police do it a lot, but even lower bureaucrats will attempt to do it as well because, you know, for the most part with most people, it works. If a bureaucrat who's wearing, you know, he's got his name badge on, if a bureaucrat with a name badge on or a badge of some sort comes up to somebody and tells them, please move over here. They'll do it.
Uh-huh.
Because most people are obedient. They're
he
trained
didn't
to do
say
what they're
please.
Told. Oh, he didn't.
He said, would you? Well, that's asking a question. That's
yeah.
not telling me or, you know, being polite
yeah.
with move over there.
Oh, this is not a polite man.
Yeah.
So most people would do what they're told, but we did not do it, and boy, did that really frustrate him. So that was kind of our day.
And it's not even what we were told. He just
yeah.
asked. He
yeah.
asked.
No, I'm not going to go. I'm fine.
And he
Everything's
stated
fine.
That he was making a request. Yeah. And I said, no.
Well, you said to him, the only thing I disagreed with what you said was that if he said he was giving you an order,
if
that you would do
he was telling
it.
Me.
And I would not have. I would have waited for the police to come, and then
well,
if they told me to.
Here's the only reason that I said that, yeah. is because I know that, you know, basically they get to make the rules there. So mm-hmm. if he says, you know,
oh, everybody, now we're changing it from 1,000 feet from the door to 1,500, so everybody goes over there.
He couldn't do that. No, that's, right. That's legislative.
But if it was a thing of everybody that's campaigning must stand over there, mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give you that.
I see what you're saying. 855-450-FREE. What did you experience today when you were out of the polls? Maybe you were just there to vote, you saw something outrageous, or maybe you, like we were there for a long time and you had the opportunity to see them do something ridiculous to folks. 855-450-FREE. You take control, bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked? Oh, yeah. Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Live. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are there. You can enjoy them on us. News updates are included. You can get signed up for our email updates and also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can link to all of those over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, the email updates, the best way to get all the news about Free Talk Live, but we give you more than just the news on Facebook and Twitter. You get, maybe questions during the show, observations, links to show prep, stuff like that. In fact, I just posted a link via Facebook and Twitter right now, just before the break ended there, of the man who was blindfolded, who is actually a Free State Project participant. He blindfolded himself today. He knelt for over 2 hours. One of the local activists saw him there for at least 2 hours, and he may have been there for a much longer period.
Dems against Delmar.
But yeah, he's a local Democrat who is campaigning against the guy who I'm running against, and this man is the Democrat in this case is a sociopath who wants to encourage people to snitch on their friends for possession of marijuana. He wants to bring back the firing squad, ban guns from all public buildings, as I understand it. So this is a pretty serious protest to kneel for 2 hours straight or longer while blindfolded in what was 30-degree temperatures today. So kneeling on the cold New Hampshire ground, not a comfortable position to be in. This is a pretty hardcore street theater. So you can see that photo if you check out our Twitter or our Facebook right now. I just linked to it.
And Johnny Ray, don't you have an update on Ian Vrace real quick?
I do. He's not doing well.
Oh, well, that's how it goes. Have they already reported?
10% right now?
It looks like, if I'm reading this right, 4 of 5 precincts have been counted. Ian is in third place, 10%.
Damn.
Delmar Burridge has 38%.
Oh, man, I was hoping to at least get into the 20th percentile.
Delmar Burridge has 4,409 votes, and I, Freeman, has 1,200.
So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, blockchain.info, an online Bitcoin wallet that you can go and get for free, and it actually allows you to send Bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. You can do it all for free at blockchain.info. Plus, they've got apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. Once again, blockchain.info. So we're going to continue. We'll take your calls here. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Sam, listening in Oklahoma. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just heard you mention Bitcoins, and I want to let you guys know that through listening to you guys, I've really gotten turned on to Bitcoins quite a bit. Unfortunately, there's not that many people here in Oklahoma that use them, but I'm kind of the same mindset of you and Mark that I think that they're going to be pretty big, so I'm kind of sitting on mine right now. But something I've been doing is every paycheck, I think one of your co-hosts is also doing something similar where he puts part of his paycheck into silver, bitcoins, I think it's bitcoins.
Yeah, you're talking about me, kind of I think.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to do the same thing and to switch it up every month. Bitcoin's 1 month and silver the next. So, but I had really good experiences with both Instant and Midas Resources. So, thanks for putting me in touch with those guys.
Yeah, no problem.
And a while back I heard that the LRN app for the iPhones isn't working, and I was listening to it earlier today, so has it been fixed? Or
no, it's not available any longer, as I understand it. So if you had downloaded it previously, it would presumably continue to work, but I believe it is not available for download. That's what I was told by the author of the program.
Okay, cool. Well,
it's not cool, but, whatever.
Well, no,
it's free, and I didn't pay for it, so I can't.
Yeah,
beggars can't be choosers.
No, and I downloaded it. Fortunately, I downloaded it before it went off, so I still have self access to it. Hopefully, someone will pick that up.
Cool. So, what else did you want to share?
I did go and vote today. I didn't have any of the shenanigans that you guys went through.
Oh, yeah, you're in Oklahoma, so you only had two choices on your ballot for president.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, only two choices.
Did you spoil the ballot?
No, I voted in, there's several local elections that I think are pretty important, the sheriff and that kind of thing, and some of the state questions. And so I voted in those things and left the presidential ballot mark empty. So,
Daryl, when you said spoil the ballot, what's that mean?
Well, there were some people, and I was among them, who were advocating just taking the pen or pencil, whatever, you know, writing utensil they give you to fill out the ballot, and just putting a giant X over the presidential section of the ballot. That way, you know, leaving it blank is good too, but just, you know, making a very noticeable mark of, I am boycotting this race.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
Do you think they would have thrown out the whole ballot because of that?
Probably not.
Would it screw up the Scantron?
It would probably screw up the Scantron, and they would have to hand count that.
Okay.
And it would definitely get marked as an undercount, which your leaving blank gets marked as an undercount.
What does that mean, an undercount?
Meaning, let's say there are 50,000 ballots cast, but there are only 49,400 votes for one particular race. That means that it's undercounted by whatever the difference.
600.
Yes.
Say, thanks for sharing your experience today, Sam. Appreciate hearing from you. Maybe you can get out of Oklahoma someday, because as I understand it from Daryl, it's one of the most restrictive ballot measures. Like,
yes.
They're one of the most difficult places to get on the ballot.
Yes. It's so difficult in Oklahoma that no one other than a Republican or Democrat has been on the ballot for president since 2000.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dylan, listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I actually had two things real quick. You were talking earlier about whenever you get to the polling location and wearing like a Gary Johnson, for example, shirt. I actually opted for something a little different that I thought was kind of ironic at the end. It was, I wore my copwalk.org shirt.
Nice.
I wore the Who Owns You shirt with the new logo on the back. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple good looks, especially from the chief of police from town.
What part of Pennsylvania are you in?
It's South Central Pennsylvania near Hershey, which is, you know, where they make chocolate, if you guys can obtain up in New Hampshire.
Yes, we can obtain the chocolate.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to kind of let you know about was I actually tweeted you guys about 45 minutes ago. It'll be under my Twitter name. I actually tweeted you a photograph of a police car. And the police car was parked illegally by the chief of police, who was inside the polling location.
Yep. Two sets of rules. One set for them, the rest are for us. And this is not hard to find, by the way, the police parking and all kinds of
local
places.
Activists give a cop a ticket for doing that.
Just happened the other day here. Thanks for the call, Dylan. More coming up. You take control.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a lot of stuff on our site, and we give it all away to you. In fact, one of those features is archives that go way back. We've got the bulletin board system, the mobile site, the webcam, and it's all for free. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You've got a list of things you can do to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world. You can get a free bumper sticker, get web graphics, and other things that you can download and utilize, like flyers, print them out, post them up, distribute them. Once again, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. We go to Nemi listening in Keene to Liberty 94.3. Nemi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Nemi. Hi, Nemi.
I just got back into town from Concord, and as I was coming into town, I tuned into the show, and I was hearing you describe some of the problems that you were having, and I'm disappointed that I was disappointed to learn that I am not the only one who had some difficulty today.
Are you surprised or just disappointed?
What kind of difficulty did you have?
No, this is really my first experience distributing any sort of literature or doing any sort of campaigning or sign holding.
Mm-hmm. And you were handing out literature for both Daryl and myself this morning at one of the polling locations.
That's right. That's right. And I was really motivated. I mean, Ian, I do like you guys, but I do not like Burrage at all. And to clarify something that you said,
that's the guy I was running against.
Yeah, he didn't only want to ban handguns in public buildings. He wanted to ban them on public property.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's the bill that he presented the last time he was in office was absolutely terrible.
Well, according to Johnny Ray's early election results, he's run away with the election and just destroyed me.
Looks like I'm going to be up in Concord a lot more in the coming session then.
He'll certainly give us plenty of things to talk about.
Activist carpools.
Yeah, absolutely. I was really surprised this morning with some of the treatment at Ward 1, which shares a building with the Keene Police Department. And I and another activist were out handing out literature and just being friendly. You know, my friend Ian is running for office, and I hope you might consider voting for him today. I have some information if you're interested. And two Keene police came out and hassled me. I was not supposed to be standing on the pavement, so I was told to move onto a mulched area. And then when I was on the mulched area, I was told that that was not good enough, so I needed to move across the pavement I just wasn't supposed to stand on, and stand on some grass. And
now,
so,
they were telling you to move around within what should be the election, you know, the election outreach area, right? Like, there's
the thing. They have the area posted. There's some
right.
stuff that say no campaigning beyond this point. And but the distance from the entrance wasn't something that I knew. And apparently it's defined by statute, but it's further narrowed down by city ordinance, particularly for Ward 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to actually go to the city clerk's office. Now, this was after I had talked with the ward moderator, just trying to figure out where it was that I could stand, because I knew I was far enough away from the entrance that I wasn't obstructing traffic or making a scene or, you know, dressed like Batgirl or anything. That was not a distraction. The cops were just out flexing their muscles and threatening people, me, namely. And so I went in and I talked to her, and she was rude to me, didn't really have much to say to me. And she said she would call the city clerk. I said, well, I'd be happy to go down and talk to her personally. Oh, no, she's much too busy. City clerk had plenty of time to talk to me. She was happy to explain the RSAs to me, give me the numbers for the ordinances, and clear this up. And when I went back down to Ward 1, the tune for this moderator person had completely changed.
Hmm.
It was because there was a representative from the New Hampshire Attorney General's office standing with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you, according to statute, are in control of this area, and I would like you to instruct the police to not harass people who aren't breaking the law. So she did. And unfortunately, she broke the law in doing what she did, because where she instructed the police is beyond the 75 feet that's allowed by statute. So me and my long measuring tape were down there measuring off 75 feet with the police department. I've already had, Ian had a nice conversation with the Attorney General's office in Concord today. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to the bottom of this, because
great. Well, I hope that you'll be able to head this up, because there's a lot of outrageous behavior on the part of these election bureaucrats. And, you know, did they treat everybody like this, or is it just the liberty activists?
I don't know that I was singled out as a liberty activist, because I am a native. You know?
Well, you were advocating for liberty activists to be elected.
I am a known associate.
Yep. Yeah. You're on a list.
They've got you now.
You got your number.
They have the Free Stater category in the gang database.
They do. You're not joking about that. They have a Free Stater entry. When you get booked into the jail or the police department, they have an entry for gang affiliation, and there's a Free Stater selection. But when they select it, it says in parenthesis, non-gang. So they use the gang category to indicate.
It's a gang, but it's not a gang.
Yeah. Hey, Nemi, thanks for sharing. Anything else you want to do?
Thanks, Nemi.
I wanted to say, you know what, I'm really disappointed. And the impression I got from the city clerk was that she knew her stuff. The impression I got from the town or the ward moderator was that she didn't have a clue. And so I'm interested in finding out what exactly it takes to become a ward moderator and what the time investment is. And if they don't know what the law is, how can they adequately instruct the police? And if the police don't know what the law is, why are they out hassling people who aren't breaking
the law? Because they can. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you tomorrow. Nemi, of course, our Wednesday night co-host there. Marcus, also calling from our very own Keene on the Amp Lines. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
So I'm new to New Hampshire this year, and I moved as part of the Free State Project. And I went to vote today, and I registered to vote today when I walked into my polling place.
That's something you can do in New Hampshire, but not in a lot of other places.
Right. And not only did I register today, but I also did it without any ID. I brought no ID with me.
Nice. Very good.
And, yeah, so that was a very interesting experience to actually be allowed by the controllers, you know, to vote with no ID. Just fill out some extra paperwork. I did get to vote for both Ian and Daryl. I got to vote for Daryl twice because I wrote him in for the Register of Probate. So that was exciting. But it's really upsetting to hear about, you know, all this abuse of power that these election officials, you know, are exercising on you and other, you know, people, whether they're liberty-minded or not. You know, these people, they have their little bit of power, and they just let it go right to their head. And are they going to be held responsible for this?
Probably not.
Is there
going to
be a re-election because of what they've done?
No, of course not.
They're probably appointed.
Yeah, and here they have the power. They're abusing it, and to everyone else's detriment. And I just today from voting, I just have to say that I didn't really like voting. I liked voting for you guys. I know you, but just the exercise of voting, it's upsetting because the reality is you're really just choosing your neighbor's oppressor.
Yeah.
And it's not really an enjoyable thing and not something I really want to wear a sticker for.
No, I refuse the sticker. I'm not proud of the system. I don't like the system, but I realize it is what it is. And those people that went out to vote today, and the turnouts looks like they're going to be pretty big, at least here in New Hampshire, probably nationwide, but these people are not going to stop voting anytime soon. This dream that some of the liberty activist community has that, well, we'll just convince everyone to stop voting. Sorry, that's not even a realistic possibility for the future at all. You know?
Right.
So you might as well participate in it to attempt to minimize damage to people as much as possible. Marcus, was there more you wanted to share?
No. Thanks, guys.
Hey, welcome to New Hampshire. Glad you got the chance to participate and appreciate you doing that. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, as the night rolls on, election polls, polling locations across the country will be closing. We'll give you some updates here. You can take control as well. Bring up anything.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state. Potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com with you here tonight. It's Ian.
Daryl.
And Johnny Ray.
Those features on our site do include listening options. Live streams are there. We've got the broadband version of the show, mid-band and narrow-band versions. They're all three free for you. You can listen around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live at your leisure. It's always there for you. In addition to that, we've got over 110 radio stations across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. You can learn about those at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening choices are also included. XM Satellite Radio is there, as well as free-to-air KU band channel, which you can get with very minimal investment and equipment, and then you don't have to pay a monthly fee. Webcam and listen lines. And by the way, speaking of XM, I'm actually going to be on Sirius XM tonight on the Playboy channel at 11 o'clock Eastern time.
What time do the strippers show up?
I think that the shows are hosted by Playboy bunnies, so I wouldn't call them strippers, but they are Playboy girls.
Right, but no, what time do they show up here,
here
in this studio?
No, sorry, it doesn't work that way. I'll be on the phone, and they will be in their studio, wherever it is that they are. So if you are a listener to XM Sirius, you can flip over at 11 o'clock at night Eastern time, and you should hear me for about 15 minutes of their show. They're going to be talking with me about the election, so that should be interesting. I've never been on with these folks before, so we'll see what happens.
And you're going to be doing it all off the cuff, extemporaneously? Have you been preparing?
No,
doing some curls. Really. Or some
he did tell me
Chippendale outfit hidden in the closet.
They did tell me one of the questions they were going to ask, and that is, if you were president, dot, dot, dot. So I get to fill in the blanks on that one. So that should be kind of fun. And by the way, you can go to their website, by the way, I think SiriusXM.com, and sign up for a free demo. So if you want to hear what they're talking about, you know, you can do that. They'll let you have it for like a free month or something. So pretty cool. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. Gene, the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gene.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to tell you what my Election Day experiences were like. I
sure.
started off with one last Ron Paul sine wave. I went down to a busy street and parked the Ron Paul Liberty Corvette and got in my V for Vendetta costume and did a Ron Paul sine wave. I got a lot of people honking mm-hmm. and giving me thumbs up. This is something I've wanted to do throughout the whole campaign, was to get in my V for Vendetta costume. The only time I did it up to this point was the march in Washington, D.C. with the troops. I wore the costume there. But most people are saying, you know, they don't want to see the V for Vendetta costume associated with the Ron Paul thing. So I figured, well, nobody can claim if I do it today because it's all over anyway. You know, it doesn't matter anymore.
But there are some people that are holding out hope that he'll run again in 2016 because he made that joke on Jay Leno. Yeah.
Well, it's unlikely. I think that's a pretty slim chance of that happening. But it is actually the final days of the Ron Paul campaign, and it's not the final days of the Liberty Movement by any means, but just kind of as one last act of defiance, I wanted to don my costume and stand out on a street corner and just say, you know, F you to the whole
Did you hang out with Vermin Supreme today?
Yeah. So I've got to listen to that show of Vermin. I didn't hear that yet. I got to go back and get it.
You can do that over at the Free Talk Live SoundCloud channel. We've clipped out the interview. It's obviously included in our Saturday night show if you want to hear the whole show. But if you just want to share just the Vermin Supreme interview with your friends, you can do that. Just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, scroll down a little bit. You'll see Vermin's smiling face there, and that'll be what you want. Click the share button, and that'll help you out. Gene, anything else you want to share tonight?
I guess that's about all.
Any predictions for the election results?
Well, I've been predicting Obama all along, but I don't know. Looking at the early results, it might be Romney. It really doesn't matter a whole lot as far as Liberty is concerned because they're both anti-liberty.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more scared if Romney wins because we'd have 8 years of that so-and-so and only 4 years left of Obama. And then if Obama wins, at least in 4 years, maybe they could get somebody else. But, I mean, 4 years is a long time from now. The economy is going to be a whole lot worse. I don't know. Things will be pretty tough in 4 years. So I don't know what it'll look like.
And now down in Tennessee, you guys actually had some pretty decent candidates to choose from for most of the offices. Or at least, you know, based on my looking at the ballot access and who has filed. Yeah, there were several libertarians that filed for U.S. House.
Yeah, that's cool, but nobody ever votes for him, so what good does it do?
Right, well, he at least had options more than, you know, the guy in Oklahoma that his option was leave it blank or vote for, you know, Clown 1 or Clown 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I voted Constitution Party and everything else.
Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Johnny Ray, you can't really relate to much of this. You don't vote. You stayed home today, I imagine, or went to work or whatever.
I was at the library. I was making eyes at the librarian when I was supposed to be doing show prep. But I do. I must.
And what did the librarian say?
He was making eyes at her. I don't know if that meant that she talked to him. Does making eyes mean that you were creeping her, or that you were actually making eye contact with her? What is define making eyes?
I guess that
were
means
you flirting
I was creeping
with him
her?
Or not.
No, it was
observing from an undisclosed location or from a distance.
The little old ladies just checking them out and winking, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to suggest that the librarian was a young lady that was attractive.
No. So last segment, I must take issue with what you said, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but the part about not voting and why that is wrong.
Well, I don't think it. Wait, I didn't.
He didn't say it was wrong. Well, what did you say?
I don't think I've said anything about it. Whether it's wrong.
Are you talking about a libertarian or some of
the libertarian dream
of no one showing up?
Is that no one will show up?
Well, no, not the libertarian dream. There are certainly people within the liberty movement who have this view, this idea that they're going to somehow convince everybody to stop voting. And that's going to bring the system to its knees.
I think that the change is going to be totally incidental to voting. It's not going to have anything to do with people getting elected. I'm not totally confident in that, but I'm thinking out loud here. I don't think majorities, there's anything inherently right or wrong about majorities. I don't think it's necessarily valuable to go out and try and persuade majorities, especially these people who register to vote. You're not going to convince them to vote for liberty. They don't understand that concept. They get really jazzed about going out and putting their Obama T-shirt on and their Romney T-shirt on. All the hive like activity going on out there was all about the presidential race.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody voted for you. You said nobody voted for the Libertarians in Tennessee, so what difference did it make? You didn't win. Daryl, you didn't win. I think what you guys did was awesome as far as it was very healthy, and it's great to go out and get into society, and I could learn a lesson from you in that. But I think you should fight, you should play these games to win, and I don't think you're going to win. And I think if you do win, it means the battle has already been won on a different front.
I doubt
you're defining winning by getting elected. Winning, in my opinion anyway, and I know that there are other people that agree, it's about spreading the ideas.
That much I did. I mean, I had an appearance on the radio locally.
You openly talked about secession.
Right. Secession was a key element to my
campaign.
And
we're not looked at like some crazy guy with 15 heads all spinning around in circles.
Well, I might have been. I mean, 90% of the people didn't vote for me, but 10% did. And, of course, you never know why people vote for you, right? So, you know, just because 10% of people voted for me, and we don't have the final numbers, but just because around 10% or whatever it was voted for me, doesn't mean that they knew that I supported secession. It doesn't mean anything necessarily. But 10% did vote for me, and I did have secession as a main portion of my campaign. And when I was out greeting people today as you were coming to vote and handing out information to them, there were some people that, you know, refused the flyer because they'd already read what I wrote in the newspaper interview. So every candidate gets, at least up here, you know, the newspaper sends out a questionnaire. You get to fill that out, and they print your answers unmolested. So I got to talk about ending victimless crime laws and seceding from the United States, and you know, no editor was tinkering around with my statements.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about New Hampshire is this is a state where it the results and the things that happen here shut my mouth.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk a little bit more about the non-voting idea and take your calls as well. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.